Goeienaand en baie welkom by die Power Hour saam met my Lady G hier op Kasie 107.7. As jy saam met my wil gesels, stuur gerus 'n WhatsApp 0824141077. Wow, welkom by die mooiste maand van die jaar. 'N Maand waar jy in jou tuin kan gaan werk, die onkruid uithaal, nuwe saaitjies plant, en as jy mooi sorg dra, sal jy in Desember die blomme en die vrugte kan pluk. En vir hierdie rede het ek besonderse gaste vir hierdie maand gekies, om vir ons te help om my saaitjies wat nodig is om te plant. Ek wil dankie sê vir Wiekus van der Merwe, vir sy insaag, en vir sy wonderlike story. Maar nou gesels ons met none other than Jasper Wasson, a third dan sensei in kickboxing, someone who has just come from the world stage, so I can just imagine he's very dangerous at the moment, and also the owner of Drake Holdings. Jasper Wasson, how are you doing?
Hi, Karine. Thank you very much for having me again.
Always. It's always good to have you. Tell me first, before we go into the interview, how was the World Champs?
The World Champs was good. It was a great experience in Abu Dhabi, and just the experience and seeing the fights and something with the various fights and fighting styles that we've never seen in South Africa. So there was a lot of things to bring back to South Africa and empower the younger generation with that knowledge.
I'm excited to see that styles here by us.
Now,
Jasper, also there's something else. Drake Holdings, they are celebrating a big birthday this year.
Yeah, I've been very privileged. I've been serving small business owners for roughly 25, 26 years. And 20 of those years was as the owner of Drake Holdings, monthly accounting and tax. So this year is a 20-year celebration, and very privileged thinking back and just having gratitude for clients even dating back since 2006 and up to 2008. So yeah, a big reason for celebration.
Wow, I want to say congratulations already, because I know you put a lot of work in behind the scenes in everything that you do. But now, before I start this interview, I'm really now diving into your celebrations. You're also getting married this year, early this year. So how's that going, the planning?
Yes, that's right. On the 7th of February, in about 3 weeks' time, so that's also a very exciting moment. So this first quarter of this year would be full of action and full of excitement.
Yeah, you really ended off the year at a very high note, and you're starting it at a very high note. So congrats to everything, and good luck with all the planning.
Thank you very much.
So now to our listeners' side. Just wanted to give them a background of who you are and what you are, what's currently happening in this man's life, because they heard you on radio before. So you say everything starts with a budget. Why is seeing your numbers on paper so powerful, and why can't anyone seriously improve their finances without this step?
I think there's a very magical thing happening when you start putting your scattered thoughts on a piece of paper. The reality is the things that you don't measure, you can't manage, and if it's vague thinking, you will get vague results. And most people feel their finances, they feel their finances, but they don't see them. So the moment you put your numbers on paper, something very powerful happens. You move from an emotional money decision to an objective decision. You replace anxiety and guessing with clarity and control, and you can finally see where money is leaking, where you can redirect it. So it's, you cannot fix what you're not willing to face.
I like that. You cannot fix what you're willing to face. What you're not, what you cannot fix.
But you, You cannot fix what you're not willing to
what
face.
You're not willing to face. Yeah, so true. So many people feel overwhelmed by debt. Where should someone realistically start if they want to break free?
I think there's two very important parts to this. The first one is to stabilize the bleeding. You need to stop creating new debt. Cut up your credit cards, cut up your clothing accounts, and just stop creating new debt. And then make a clear list of all your debt. I like the principle of making a list of all your debt with the interest rates, where you can start tackling the first, the smallest debt with the biggest interest rate. And as you put in additional income or funds into that specific debt, obviously you will start paying off that quicker, and then it becomes a snowball as you take on the second one and the third one on the list, and the snowball just become quicker and quicker, and before you see it, you realistically you will be out of debt. So I mean, just, and that's pretty much the second point, is create a simple plan and a realistic plan how you start tackling these debts. The biggest mistake most people make is they're trying to fix everything at once. But it's like anything. How do you eat an elephant?
Happy for happy, chunk by chunk.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's just progress. It's just doing the small little things daily, monthly, until you get to the point where you will be debt free.
You often say discipline alone is not enough when it comes to saving. Why is automating savings such a game changer for ordinary people?
The reality is, all of us, we as humans are emotional and inconsistent, even the disciplined ones. So automation works because it removes willpower from the equation. It turns your savings into a default behavior, not a decision. And you don't save what's left over, but you live on what is left over. So what you typically want to do is, the typical saying is, pay yourself first. But you create, I mean, you need to go look at your, most of your listeners, I assume for the, who's listening now would be salary earners. So you know when your salary gets paid, in the 21st or 28th or 30th. So on that date, make sure you create a stop order yourself, a scheduled payment on your bank, and that additional payment that you want to make to that specific debt, let it go off exactly on that same day. So it's not something that you need to think about, it's something that will just happen.
It just happens.
Because the reality is, when you start waiting for the whatever funds is available at the end after the month, there will always be nothing left. So pay that debt first, and then you can spend the rest.
I must be honest myself, the stuff that you're talking about, I've been following you for a long time now, and I've been implementing your methods, because I love having a coach that I know, not just a coach that's far, far away. You know, you can relate because you live in our area, and that's what I appreciate, because I can proudly say, we finished paid off our car this year, and we're not creating more debt, you know, but following your methods. So I want to thank you for that.
That's awesome. And I mean, just to add to that, I mean, now you can take that monthly repayment that you used for that car, and you can use the funds that you used to pay off that car quicker, and you can add that into other debt or start investing it. Start saving, start investing it. So now it creates even a bigger snowball of what is possible.
So that's why I invited you this year for Radio KC's listeners, because I know what it did for me. So this is just before we close off the interview, that our listeners know that this is not just someone that lives overseas, but he lives in our area. And I just want to say that applying your methods, having a budget sheet has done wonders for me, and I have automated savings. And it's, I told my husband yesterday, you know, I have money left, and it's January, of, I have money of December left, and I'm actually bragging about it to him. So I want to say, what you do is invaluable, because your methods have helped someone like me. So I, that's why I want you on Radio Casey, and I want you part of our programs, so our people can learn there is freedom when it comes to working with money properly.
I appreciate that, the feedback, but I want to say back to you, the credit is all on you, because you took the power, you took your power back, and you decided to install principles. Somebody can write books, they can talk about anything, but if you're not willing to take back your power and start implementing things, whether it's finances, whether it's mindset, doesn't matter what it is. Once you take that decision, you take your power back, and that's powerful.
Thank you so much for that. Now, Jasper, when people receive bonuses, tax refunds, or unexpected money, what is the biggest mistake they make? And what should they do, should they be doing instead?
Yeah, I think that most people treat free money like a tax refund or a bonus or all those unexpected funds as a free money and not a strategic opportunity to start paying off their debt. One of those bonuses can probably kill one of your credit card debt or a tax refund that you get. You can automatically put it back into a retirement annuity or a tax-free savings account, or if you still have a lot of debt in your debt. But most people prefer to upgrade their lifestyle. They want to buy something in, like emotional purchase. So it's more short-term decisions than long-term decisions that they would make. So my suggestion, first of all, kill your debt. Build emergency reserves, strengthen long-term assets. But before you save, before you start investing, tackle that credit card and short-term bad debts that you have.
That's a great way to tackle what is happening in your life. Kill the debt.
Kill it.
So it's a good way to start January. Kill it from the start, you know. So, lastly, I just want to say, don't forget this interview will be on a podcast on our website, on our Casey app, 107.7. So, anywhere, anytime you can get it. And every second week, you will hear the voice of Coach Jasper on Casey 107.7. This is a live interview, but you will hear segments of him giving us advice this year. So, Jasper, many high-income earners still struggle financially. Why does this happen?
Because reality is income does not create wealth. Your behavior does. And it's
say
very
again,
connected to the...
Can you just say your behavior? 100%.
Your income does not create wealth, but your behavior does.
Oh. Okay.
So, which meaning most people never grow, never expand their wealth, because as their income increases, they increase their lifestyle. So, which means I get quite a big increase in my salary, and I don't decide to invest it into an investment property or a tax-free savings account or something like that. I rather decide to upgrade my vehicle. So now my lifestyle, monthly expenses in my lifestyle increases, I'm still in exactly the same position, or maybe even worse than I've been before my increase. So don't see your increases as opportunities to increase your lifestyle. See it as a great opportunity to start, first of all, tackling your debt, and second of all, probably more exciting and interesting would be start investing.
On that note, I want to say thank you very much for your time. You've given quite a lot of your time to Casey this week. I appreciate it.
Yes.
And we hope to hear from you. Like I would say, it's not goodbye. It's till we hear you next time. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you very much for having me. It's always blessed.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And on that note, we're going to go for a music break. You are right back on KC 107.7 on the Power Hour with me, your Lady G. And remember, these interviews will be on a podcast on the KC app, 107.7, KC 107. Download that app, that red app with the white. You do not want to miss out on these valuable stories, guidelines, help, coaching. This January, I decided to bring you a lot of coaching so that you can be coached into the year, so you can tackle whatever you need to tackle. But now it's time for me to say goodbye and make time and place for the plane, the soul plane, to take off with Oki, your captain. Enjoy the music. Good night.